Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump has signed a bipartisan budget bill ending a brief U.S. government shutdown, adding hundreds of billions of dollars in spending on domestic programs, disaster aid, and the military. Catherine Gibson is VOA's congressional correspondent.
In order to get this compromise deal and get some Democrats in there to win those votes over, they did have to increase non-defense spending. One of the things that Democrats are very happy about that's in this deal is a 10-year CHIP deal, which is basically an insurance program for children. That'll be very helpful in terms of selling this deal back to their constituents back home.
White House officials say the lack of a signing ceremony at the White House indicated President Trump's displeasure with the last-minute additions to the bill that will further add to the government's ballooning deficit. President Trump has blocked the release of a Democratic rebuttal to a Republican memo alleging FBI abuses of power during a probe into the Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. President last week authorized the release of the Republican version of the memo, which claimed the FBI improperly obtained a warrant to spy on Carter Page, a former Trump campaign advisor, and had in his connections possibly with Russia. White House has confirmed a second staff member has resigned over domestic abuse allegations against him. Speechwriter David Sorensen resigned 2 days after White House Staff Secretary Rob Porter stepped down amid accusations by both of his former wives that he had abused them, Sorensen denying the abuse allegations against him from his former wife. This is VOA News. The mother of U.S. journalist James Foley, who was murdered by the Islamic State, and Nicholas Henin, a former hostage of that group, says they too recently captured British IS fighters to stand trial should be brought to justice. Diana Foley spoke about the detained British jihadist.
I hope that there will be a public trial so that they can be held accountable for their crimes. And I would hope detained for the rest of their life.
Henin says the two need to stand trial in London, not in Syria. He spoke about being held captive as well.
I don't like to give details about the bad treatments we received. But in the large group of about two dozens of foreign of Western hostages in which I was, some of us have been extremely badly tortured.
The British jihadists Alexander Ayman Koti and al-Shafi al-Sheikh were captured in Syria and are being held there. Britain's Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson visited Bangladesh's capital, Dhaka, where he discussed the agreement with Myanmar to complete a voluntary repatriation of Rohingya Muslim refugees who sought safety in Bangladesh after experiencing violence in Myanmar's Rakhine state.
We all in the international community need to work out how we can solve the issue on the other side of the border. And what we all want to see is a safe, a dignified and secure returns for the people, for the Rohingya, back to their place of origin.
Since August last year, more than 680,000 Muslim Rohingya and a few hundred Hindu Rohingya have fled to Bangladesh. The political standoff in Kenya between President Uhuru Kenyatta and self-declared People's President Raila Odinga has split the country. We get more on the story now from VOA's Daniel Scherf in Nairobi.
Protesters marched to Kenya's parliament building, demanding more diversity in President Uhuru Kenyatta's cabinet. But it's the choice of president that is dividing Kenya. Opposition leader Raila Odinga and his supporters say he was cheated out of victory in last year's election.
This country is in a crisis. Anybody who is saying otherwise is living in denial.
Odinga's so-called inauguration as the symbolic people's president went down well with supporters. But Kenyan authorities responded by suspending independent television broadcasts, arresting opposition leaders, and ignoring court orders to stop. Daniel Scherf, VOA News, Nairobi.
And this year's Winter Olympics underway in South Korea. Go to our website to find out more at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.